Good morning, I'm Richard Coffin. Fire Chief Jason Whiteley says the investigation into the fire at Stradwick's Tuesday night is ongoing. He says the fire is not considered suspicious and a dollar loss has not yet been determined, but also says the building is considered a total loss. Crews were called just after 10 o'clock Tuesday night. There were no injuries. 64 people face a combined 348 charges after a province-wide child sexual exploitation investigation. A 32-year-old Powassan man is among those charged. He has a May 21st court appearance in North Bay. Officials announced the arrest yesterday as part of Project Aquatic, with investigations taking place between February 19th and 29th. Police say the identified victims were provided victim support and impacted children were safeguarded. Get ready for roadwork on McEwen Avenue. Council's approved the $9.5 million reconstruction tender for the roadway between Cartier Street and Gormanville Road. Work is expected to start early this summer. Chair of Community Services, Councillor Justine Millaw, says she's looking forward to the project.
I personally have, and I'm sure many of my fellow City Council members have received concerns about the current state. Widening McEwen to four lanes will help with traffic flow and will increase safety with new traffic lights, providing controlled crossing for pedestrians and cyclists.
Traffic lights will be installed at the intersection with McNamara Street. Improvements also include a multi-use path from Gormanville to A&W. Council also approved a $1.1 million contract for professional engineering services for the sidewalk program, with construction on various sidewalks taking place this year through 2031. The health unit's promoting effective emergency preparedness this week. Officials encourage you to develop a plan with family members and loved ones in case of an emergency like a tornado, flood, or fire. On top of having working smoke and carbon monoxide detectors on every level of your home, they say you should figure out safe rooms to use for shelter, locate all gas, water, and electrical shutoffs, and have a working fire extinguisher. Overall, officials encourage people to know the risks, make a plan, and have an emergency kit. More information on emergency preparedness can be found at MyNorthBayNow.com. And support is growing in Ontario for a deposit return program covering non-alcoholic bottles and cans. Ontario is one of only two provinces that does not have a system in place. An Abacus data poll released earlier this week shows 81% of Ontarians support the idea, up 5 points from last year. Discussions with the beverage industry, retail outlets, and environmental organizations began nearly a year ago and continue. To get news alerts directly to your inbox, sign up at MyNorthBayNow.com.